And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, back in March, the city and borough of Juno announced that it was going to change its ambulance service as a way to help free up hospital resources for high-risk patients so that they could better deal with COVID. In a nutshell, now not everyone who calls 911 gets a trip to the hospital via ambulance. And joining us now to talk about that from the Capital City Fire and Rescue Department, we have Chief Rich Etheridge and the CARES Program Manager, Joe Mishler. So we're very glad that we have a chance to hear what I think might be one of the success stories of COVID, and there are many. But first of all, Chief Etheridge, could you kind of give us an explanation of how this new system works?
Sure. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. Basically, what we've been creating, and it's been morphing as COVID's been going along, is a mobile integrated health program, where we send paramedics and EMTs out into the field to try and divert people's reliance on the 911 and emergency room services. We're not trying to reinvent any programs or processes that are already out there. We're just out there trying to plug in some of the holes and take care of some of the needs of folks that, they need some kind of medical care, medical attention, but they don't necessarily need a trip to the emergency room and see a doctor, because that gets quite expensive, and that system is already taxed and very busy at this time. And with COVID, that just compounded the problems altogether for them. So this program, many of them have been popping up around the country over the last several years, and with the sole purpose of reducing that reliance on emergency services. But COVID was kind of the catalyst to really launch this. We found a lot of people that needed home testing or problems with medications or just a check-in from a doctor, that with COVID restrictions, they couldn't go into the clinics like they had in the past. So we had a couple of folks, Joe Mishler led the charge on it, but like Reese Mateo and Wendy Wallers and some of the paramedics around here started going into people's homes and doing COVID testing and helping them get medications and doing basic evaluations with them and their doctors and getting them, the basic needs that they needed to stay out of the systems.
So, Joe, I want to ask you, since CARES, you're the CARES manager, and that stands for Community Assistance Response and Emergency Services. It helps coordinate services for the homeless and intoxicated folks that they find out on the street. Do you think that this service, the way it's been reconfigured, is beneficial to that population?
Oh, absolutely. It's beneficial. Actually, it's beneficial to the whole community. It's beneficial in the sense that it keeps our emergency services available, first of all, because I've worked in EMS for 38 years, and basically we pick up people and take them to the ER, whether they need to go there or not, or whether they're having an emergency or not. And when they go to the emergency room, oftentimes they don't get the continuation of care that they need. If they're not having an emergency, they get referred to their doctor or someone else. What this does is allows us to shoot for getting the right care in the right setting at the right time. It's better care for the individual involved, and then better, care for the community, because your emergency resources are available to the public as a whole.
Well, it sounds like you've been pushing for this for a while, and COVID was the impetus. So what have you learned from this? Has it confirmed what you thought would happen, Chief?
It's definitely been an eye-opening experience. And, the one-on-one connections this group gets to make with our clients are pretty amazing, that they really get to delve in and find the root cause of why are they having to call 911 for things. So I think it's definitely been worthwhile. The biggest surprise is how very connected our providers get with these folks, and they get very interested in not just that short term, take care of them in an emergency, but trying to solve the problem and help make their life better in general.
Well, I think a lot of people sometimes feel that they have no other recourse but to call an ambulance, especially maybe an elderly person or someone who has a lot of physical challenges.
Yeah, that's a good example. We're an agency of last resort. When people don't know where to turn, they call 911, and we might not be able to solve the problem, but we can change it and make it a little bit better for at least a short period of time for them.
So, Joe,
so this is more of a holistic response to that.
And holistic always seems to work a lot better when it's more comprehensive. Joe, can you tell us, maybe give us some examples of things that have come to pass because of this, maybe ways that you've been able to serve people, sure. Not to get into the personal details or reveal the identities, but a sense of how this really works at the grassroots level.
Sure, absolutely. Well, what started us with the program, the big push, was the with COVID, assisting people to self-quarantine in their homes. And so that being said, they're at home and there a lot of them are have a lot of anxiety and what's going on. So we were able to go to the homes and do assessments there, oftentimes with referrals from, it was either from Bartlett Hospital, sometimes from Surge, sometimes Front Street Clinic, or even some of the clinics here in town have asked us to go to follow up with their folks in their home to keep them there versus coming out into the public. Places where it's played a role that we've seen recently, we've been able to assist some folks who are in the unsheltered population, some who've had infection or other things and had a need of medications, oftentimes wouldn't have gotten those medicines and would have ended up right back in the ER for something much worse. We've been able to help them with their pharmacy pickup, get their meds, make sure that they're able to get what they need and help them with those things, helping them with doctor's appointments, getting them to the doctor. And our aside from COVID, everything's been COVID focused all summer. As we're getting hopefully a little bit more looking down the road here and other things besides COVID, the two major populations that we're looking at are the unsheltered is a big impact on emergency services, but also the elderly as they're getting older and kind of in that transition stage between independent living and needing assisted living, they end up calling 911 for home health care. And as Chief said, we're not there to take the place of other things, but once we get in the homes, we kind of, we like to say we put legs to the social worker and the caseworker for Bartlett ER staff. We get into the homes, we see what they need, and then we can either be a help to them or refer them to the service that would be most appropriate for them.
Well, it sounds like, Joe, that you're living up to the name of your department, CARES. I like that. And it's a good that you can feel that way. Well, Chief, what do you think might be the next step? Can this be further developed?
Yeah, we're talking with the manager's office, and one of the ideas is to start looking at like the top 20 utilizers or top 15, whatever number we come up with, who's the most reliant on emergency services, and really take a dive into, you know, their case history and see if we can find solutions to make it so they're not so dependent on 911, that they could go to, you know, Front Street Clinic or one of the other health providers in the community, and instead of wait until, you know, they're cold and things have gotten to that crisis mode. And so we're trying to be a little more preventative and not just COVID, but, small injuries, cardiac issues, things like that, and, just kind of long-term health for them.
All righty. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us, Chief Rich Etheridge and Joe Mishler with the Capital City Fire and Rescue Department. Thank you. And it's good to hear the program is working well.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to look at how traditional Alaska Native healing practices might help us on our COVID journey. Dr. Gary Ferguson and Mita DeWitt will join us right after this, but I want to play one more song from Tekla Waterfield and Jeff Fielder's new album, which is a COVID chronicle called Trouble in Time. And this cut is called, and I'm sure we can all empathize with this, Better Days.
It's been so dark face.